Time now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Bo Leibowitz is a jazz DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. He is with us now. Bo, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, you wanted us to hear some interesting new jazz releases, and let's get right to them. This is from John Coltrane. This is called My Favorite Things. Now, this is somebody that many people know, John Coltrane, but this is a new release, right?
Well, yes, it's sort of new. Two tracks from this were issued on a very low-quality bootleg many years ago, but this is a live performance from Temple University from 1966, about 9 months before Coltrane died. And what they did is they went to the local radio station, the Temple radio station, WRTI, and they found the master tapes. So it's being released for the first time, and it's a very important document because not only is it one of Train's last recordings, but he, of course, was the spiritual and musical leader of the avant-garde, and we would all wait for the next Coltrane record in the same way that other people would wait for the next Beatles record or Dylan record.
Well, what do you like about this one musically?
Well, first of all, it's Coltrane, and just about everything he played is worth listening to. But he is playing here My Favorite Things, which is one of his most popular recordings from back in the 60s. And it's he's on soprano saxophone here, an instrument that he sort of resurrected from the past, which had lain dormant since the days of Sidney Bechet, pretty much.
It almost sounds like a clarinet.
Yes, it wasn't played too often because it's very hard to keep in tune, that particular instrument. Mm. But now we have just about all tenor saxophonists also play soprano because it gives them more gigs, more big band opportunities, for one. But the music is very avant-garde. It's very outside. Coltrane at one point even puts down the horn and starts singing and beating his chest almost as if there was nothing left to play on the horn. So he was looking for another outlet of expression.
Well, let's get to another one that you wanted us to hear. This is the Chick Corea Trio, and the piece is Recordame. This song is a jazz standard written by Joe Henderson. Let's listen to this new Chick Corea version. And listeners may be familiar with pianist Chick Corea. He was in the Miles Davis Band in the 60s. He won 20 Grammys. What do you hear in this new album and this piece?
Christian McBride is the bass player, and he is, in my opinion and the opinion of a lot of people, the greatest bass player on the planet. And this trio has an sort of independence, I might add that Brian Blade is the drummer, that harkens back to the flowering of the piano trio, which sort of began with Bill Evans, where the bass was liberated and didn't have to just keep time, but could become an independent voice and interact. It takes a lot of listening, and these guys are masters at it.
Well, let's turn to some lesser-known artists. This is the jazz cellist Akua Dixon, and this is her take on the Duke Ellington piece Freedom.
Thank you.
gosh, all those years when I was growing up playing the cello, I could have been a jazz cellist. That was what I should have gone for.
You would have been one of very few. There aren't very many, which is one of the things that interested me about this particular recording. This is her second record as a leader, but she has been around since the 70s.
And this is an interesting version of Freedom.
Yes, this is a Duke Ellington piece that was part of his sacred concerts. And what Ms. Dixon has done is she has inserted a middle section, which sounds rather classical, not surprising since she has a classical background. And then it goes back to the Ellington part. So the Ellington piece sort of bookends her original middle phase.
Bo Leibowitz, you also wanted us to know about jazz singer Melissa Stiglianu. Here is her take on the jazz standard, I Wish I Knew, No Regrets. It's written by Harry Warren.
I wish I knew someone like you could love me. I wish I knew you'd place no one above me. Did I mistake this for a real romance? I wish I knew, but only you can answer. If you don't care, why let me hope and pray so? Don't lead me on.
Beautiful, delicate voice there. Tell us about Melissa Stiglianu.
Well, you hit it right on the head. It's very delicate, but it's effortless, and she swings quite nicely. And it's just a great tune, I Wish I Knew, from Harry Warren and Mac Gordon, two of the greatest composers of pop music from the 30s all the way up. They did a lot of movie musicals. All the Busby Berkeley scores were from Harry Warren.
Well, we have time for one more. This is jazz trumpeter Carl Saunders and his take on The Flight of the Bumblebee. Here is Bumblebee Blues. See, now when I hear that, I think the bumblebee is a little happier, a little more chilled out. He's
absolutely
taking his time.
He might have even been on something. Who knows?
Tell us about Carl Saunders.
Well, he's a trumpet player from here in Los Angeles with a beautiful tone. This is his new disc, America. And I chose that track just because everybody is familiar with the Rimsky-Korsakov piece. And it is sort of something that fledgling trumpet players probably have to play in the concert field anyway. And they usually play it much faster. But as you can see, he's turned it into a very relaxed blues.
Bo Leibowitz, a jazz DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Bo, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy. It's been a pleasure.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That is on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. You can also see them at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.